what's poppin'? Turn your speakers up.
Turn these speakers up.
You're locked in to the illest girls next door.
You can bump it in your stereo.
On boominglive.com.
You are watching a master at work.
Period. This is Illest Girls Next Door, and we is obviously back with another one. About to be the best table talk ever, period. But I'm Jay Benz.
And I'm Yanni.
And today we have three guests on Illest Girls Next Door. Let's give a round of applause for Essie, Zamoni, and Penny. How y'all ladies doing today? How y'all feeling?
Good. Living.
Hot.
It is hot today.
So we got good living hot. Yeah. That's it?
We making money.
Okay.
We outside, we got the bookings.
Okay, okay, okay.
So what is we outside mean for y'all?
I'm outside getting that bread.
Okay. He is definitely working. Not how people say they outside.
Right, when I say outside, that means I'm working. Getting most bread.
I be feeling like people don't know how to find a balance. Like, they be like, we either outside or we inside. It's like, nah, we can do both.
Definitely, you feel me? We could definitely have fun inside. Definitely.
Outside, sheesh.
Yas.
So... let me break the ice. So let's say me, I come up to y'all and I'm like, okay, so I want to be an eye candy girl. I want to join y'all. Like, I want to do what you guys do. Like, what advice would you give me? Like, how would you guys get me started?
Well, you got to look good. You got to look good. Like, I'm sorry, you got to look the part. Like, you can't just look like somebody that's just ghetto looking, just...
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Hair got to be done. Nails got to be done. I mean, shit, I'm not doing that right now. But, like, everything got to be up to par, you know?
Yeah,
and, like, you don't really have to have experience, but during, like, the interviews and stuff like that, like, we do look for, like, energy, mm-hmm. like, the vibes you give off, mm-hmm. like, if you can work, period, mm-hmm. you know?
Okay.
So that's what many things that we look for.
So, like, when y'all got, like, an event, like, how do y'all split it up between the people? Like, that's a part of our candy.
We usually get booked, like, so we have bookings, and then if you're available, you send in a submission, like...
okay, a submission photo.
Yeah, mm-hmm. like, I'm available for June 17th for bottle service or dancing or bartending, and then they choose... like, the person who books us chooses, like, we don't choose, like,
mm-hmm.
who does the, like, goes to booking, because that's not fair, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
I choose myself every time.
Right. 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 And that's one thing we had to tell, like, the new girls, because, like, us, since we're the admins, we usually get booked for most of the things, and they were trying to, like, feel type of way, because, like,
they're not getting booked.
Yeah, they're not
getting chosen. Booked.
So that's why sometimes we'll, like, reject the booking and be like, nah, give it to the old girls.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, okay. To keep it fair.
Yeah.
But the girls, they get booked. Everybody get booked.
Everybody's getting booked.
Because I was just about to say, like, if you're working hard and you do what you do, like...
then you shouldn't have a problem.
It is what it is. Like,
They like
it. We get bookings literally every day.
That's tough.
Every day.
Like, that's tough.
Dancing, bottle girl, bartending,
modeling, like, everything.
That's quick money. Like, how do y'all handle quick money? Because I know I'm the type of person to be like, I'm going to make it back tomorrow, so
whatever. Like,
it's so addictive.
It really is. Like, I quit my job, like, day job, just to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Literally. I don't work no 9-to-5, nothing. Like,
I haven't worked the 9-to-5 in, like, 3 years.
Like, for a while.
Y'all really making me feel like
because like, I'm thinking, like, right.
Right. Like,
granted, not every booking you make a whole bunch of money.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You
know,
it's some days where it's like you get paid and then you don't get tipped.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that sucks, but that's what any job
it's
you
pros
do.
And cons.
Anything that you do.
So, like, what would you say, like, top three, like, cons?
Tipping, I would say
no tipping.
No
tipping.
Yeah.
Yeah. No tipping.
the crowd at being unprofessional.
Oh, unprofessional.
That is the...
Like, the person booking sometimes be unorganized, especially with the bottle service.
Like, lately, we just went through something like that, too. I ain't gonna say
Yeah, I was about to say, like, can we get into the rich niggas and the broke niggas? Like,
right.
Can we get into the rich niggas and the broke niggas? Like... Can y'all spot a brokey in the club?
Hell yeah.
Definitely.
what's the standard, like, all right, that nigga broke?
I mean, they be having you fooled sometimes. Cause
they
don't
be having shit.
Right. And they'll give you a dollar and you're just like.
A nigga could walk out the street and come and throw a band right quick, fast like that.
I say the tip it, I like, that's how I figured them out. If they don't tip me nothing, yeah, this nigga just came, he only bought one bottle.
Yo, for bottle girls specifically, like, I was reading posts and people was talking about, like, how they don't tip bottle girls. And yeah, I'm just like,
bottle girls get the less money, right?
Why specifically that?
I mean, it depends on what kind of event you're
Between bartenders and bottle girls, yeah, bottle girls not really getting paid like that. That's a big
Honestly,
thing right now.
For
that
bottle,
trying to, like,
you have to hustle, because if you're not selling a bottle, you're not making money.
Right.
So if you're not, like... Do you need a bottle? Oh, I mean, you got five people. That's $50 a head. That's two bottles right there. You know what I mean? Like, you really got to talk to them and really try to get them to buy a bottle. And if they don't, then you didn't make money, basically.
Mm-hmm. People don't know how to work. So if you don't know how to work, you're not going to make no money doing bottles.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And especially if it's pre-sold bottles. Pre-sold bottles is, like, it's already paid for.
Yeah,
so you're not going to get nothing out of that but tips if they do give it to them. So if it's pre-sold bottles, like... You really gotta work and ask other people if they need more bottles. That's just how you
random,
really make your money.
You never know, a random person might want a bottle.
Yeah. Right?
So you just gotta ask everybody. It might be annoying. You might get attitudes.
You gotta keep walking around.
So what? When I first started, like, it really took me a minute to, like, get out of that shell to talk to people. Mm-hmm. But now I'm like, you don't want a bottle? Don't talk to me.
You ain't spend the money. Ain't nothing to conversate about.
And when I do my bottles, I shake ass. You know, I'm like, you put on a show. So I need some money. Like, don't talk to me. If you're not spending no money, that's it.
I've been thinking about some of these bottle prices, though. Like, the length people want to
That's how it, like, you got to make money off that shit, though. Like, they be $50 in the store, but be $400 in the store.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
and then
they be mad at us.
Too.
And we're like, I wish I could give you, you know, $150, but sir, like...
And we upcharge bottles, too.
Mm-hmm.
So we put our percentage in the bottle. So they pay more. So we give them whatever the prices of the bottle is, and then whatever we add on, that's for our pocket.
Yeah, that goes into our pocket.
Plus whatever tip they do give
them. Well, it depends. We don't do that every time.
Yeah, not every time.
It's if they allow you to do that.
Because sometimes they give you money off each bottle, like, regular, like... I like working for clubs like that because
they give you commission,
you get
stuff like that.
Money regardless of if it's like 100 people there. You're still making something off each bottle.
Mm-hmm. So when you work in a night at like the strip club or whatever, and because I know females got to pay a tip out like at the end of the night or something like that. Like, is it always the same? Does it change? Like, how does that work?
You usually tip in.
House fee.
So before
they just started doing the bartending house fee.
Okay.
Thing.
The only club
that
I ever worked at that requires a bartender to tip in was After Dark.
After Dark and Exit 11. After Dark and Exit 11 does that now too.
Oh wow!
Yes, $50
tip in.
Mind you, they make you bring people out. They make you do all this stuff. So why am I paying?
They
make
you post everything, and why I have to pay to bartend?
But some clubs,
that don't make no sense.
It makes no sense.
I don't need you.
So personally, for each one of you guys, what is, like, your favorite, like, position to do? Like,
sex position?
Oh no.
No!
Whether you serve, whether you bartend, whether you bottle girl for the night, like...
I personally like bartending because I'm partying. I'm getting paid to make people drinks. I'm free.
Except when it gets busy, then you're just like, fuck.
Yeah, right.
Drinks.
You know
exactly.
Right.
Yo.
Yeah.
That's
I
like
that better than two
pack for me sometimes.
Right. The bartenders always be looking at happiest.
Really? Right. I be looking mean as hell.
Definitely be looking way meaner, like.
Right. Yeah. Well, don't touch me. Because I dance too. Like, So don't touch me.
Mm-hmm. I think that's why I like bartending more, because I'm over the niggas touching all of me.
And then you're just like, can I have a dollar?
Like, give me the money.
Just $1.
Maybe you're going to go window shopping.
Your ass.
You're at a strip club. I feel like if you don't have no money, don't come to the strip club.
Go to a regular sports bar. Like,
why are you at a strip club with no money?
Right. Instead of strippers have to pay, so should the bartenders? No.
No.
Too much.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know there's been a thing where you can't tell if a female's a stripper or a bartender anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Because
oh, yeah.
And only if we also just be making more money than the strippers nowadays.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah. Because niggas, some niggas only come for the bartenders. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, you're standing right in front of the dancers. Mm-hmm. And some bartenders are rude as shit. They won't move. You know, they won't let you make your money. That shit just... You gotta figure out what club to go to and what club that, like, do that. Because not all clubs do that, like, bartender-wise, have that competition and shit. But it's now...
But, like, don't that, like, turn into, like, beefing and shit like that? Like, mad drama? Like,
there's a lot of drama.
Bar stars and all that. Like, it's
cause
like,
whatever,
all right.
If you got a customer and for a bartender and he throwing money and your money lands on the stage, bartenders be getting mad that they swipe the money off the stage. But that's really for the dancers.
Yeah, because I can't get on the floor.
My money, for real.
Right.
Cause I get yelled at if I go on the floor and touch their money.
Yeah.
But you could take the money off the stage. That's not cool. Mm-hmm. That's not cool. Mm-hmm. And some people, old white boy, he be picking and choosing when to do it. And
get I'm in the like, middle.
Yeah. It's like you can't do that. You can't do that. Like,
I almost beat Patricia because she almost took my little money. Cause you know how like when they throw the money out, like
that's what I'm talking about.
That's mine. And get on the stage a little bit. I don't give a fuck if it's on the stage.
If it's like $4, you know, like,
if it's like $2, I'm like, okay, I'm not going to have $2.
If I know that they threw it at you, that's different. Right. But you see him throwing
money. I don't care how far he goes.
Direct eye contact. And I'm doing like, hello, that's my money.
I don't care how far that money went. It's mine.
It's my money.
Like, I don't care. That's what I'm saying.
Like is that like a every night thing or
not every night?
Because I'm like,
if it's like
I'm
a lit night, and everybody's throwing money everywhere. Everybody, you know,
or
trying
if
to get
it's
their
even
money.
A dry night,
night
just, the dancers
they
ain't
really
making
need
money.
That money.
Like,
you know?
Oh, they be trying to like,
they be
thirsty.
They
position
they
like
for the money.
Yeah,
because the dance some after dark they're allowed to get down off the stage and dance, and like that be getting mixed in with the bartender money sometimes.
I was like,
so
my money.
Small, girl.
Yeah.
Money be everywhere. Everybody trying to get their money, push their money to the side. Mm-hmm. It just be a mess sometimes. It's really a mess sometimes.
Sheesh. I know that.
But it be late.
So, like, what's the craziest story you've seen in the club?
I think Iris that one.
Why?
Because that video. I keep thinking that video
what
at Foxtails.
Foxtails.
Which one? Girl, Foxtails used to be a movie.
Oh!
Of you fighting.
You got one?
She on camera fighting.
So, I am not a fighter. But when it comes to my money, because I work very hard for it.
Right.
So this guy, again, he's throwing money at me. And this other dancer, she just starts swiping that. And I'm like, am I crazy right now? Or... But then I'm still dancing because I'm like, you know what? She's not touching my money. I'm still dancing. He's still throwing. So I'm like, whatever. So I get up. And now I'm like, yeah, no, she took my money. I'm like, yo, that was mine. So I snatched my money. Don't touch my money. I start walking. She grabs. I had like a little bun like this. She grabs my bun.
Ooh.
Swings me out. And in my head, I'm like, is this happening? And then I just start wild. And I broke 2 fingers. Like, it was crazy. It was crazy. Like, jeez. People don't. I don't play
now,
with my money.
Imagine doing that in them big ass stripper heels.
Oh.
I wear like six, eight inches. So.
Oh, when I was dancing, a lot of people don't know that I was dancing. I didn't tell a lot of people because it's nobody really business.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But people that do know, I was dancing. And I was arguing with some girl. You know how like the OGs, they claim the OGs in the club, they swear when new people come, they be hating like a motherfucker.
And especially if you look better than them.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Bro. So me and my friend, we just arguing with this girl. Arguing with this girl, she thinks she could bully us. I'm like, girl, you was not bullying me. She was mad, we was making more money. The manager was really fucking with us. We barely was paying the house fee. Baby, she was just so mad. And that's really like the main altercation I had. Like, we had to get squirted out with everything because we about to whoop her ass. We about to whoop her ass, like, jump the shit out of her for real.
Hey, yeah.
Is really tricky.
Some girls just don't know how to just
I never had worry
about
crazy
them.
Yeah.
You
never had a crazy experience?
And I danced since I was 18, so that's like probably 6 years.
Good friend.
I never had no problem in
She just
club.
Have crazy problems at regular clubs.
No, you don't. Hey, hold on. I'm just saying that.
Regular clubs. It's a little bun.
No bartenders, no dancers. I usually get along with everybody. So.
Only dancer I had beef with. Only dancing. Everything else.
Mm-hmm. What do y'all do before, like, right before you have to, like, it's your turn to go, like, how do y'all get ready and prepare for that? Like,
to dance?
Yeah.
Oh, like, drink. To dance on stage?
Yeah, like,
a drink.
How you get turned? You get
drink.
I mean...
Yeah,
I gotta drink it. I can't just dance. I'll get aggravated.
That's kind of why I stopped dancing because it was taking a toll. Drinking every day and then driving home drunk.
Oh, yeah. That's one reason why I stopped too.
Yeah.
Because I don't think I can dance without drinking. People really be annoying in the strip clubs. Between the girls, between the guys, and then you got girls who just come in and shake their ass as customers,
yes,
and then you're just like,
be so angry.
And then they be so mad, like, I'm working, why are you mad at me? Like, like what?
Hop on the clock.
Hey, we got a caller.
Oh, I didn't know that happened.
Oh, somebody called in.
That's so cute.
I got a question for the eye candies.
Okay. All
right, so how do y'all feel about the new teams coming out of nowhere?
We ain't worried. We the baddest.
Yeah, nah, I can't use lit.
We booked them busy. Nobody stopping our bread.
Ain't nobody stopping.
We need to get them out of state bookings, though, sir. You know what I mean?
Right.
Wink, wink.
Okay.
We do have out of state bookings, though.
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
We do. Some of us go.
I was like, I ain't get booked yet.
Right, but it's coming down. It's coming. But we the hottest. Honestly.
You ain't go to Atlanta?
Yeah, I get paid though.
Oh, yeah.
That was the bus.
Right.
That was the bus right there.
Atlanta.
Are you guys like all very close?
I say some of the girls in the chat they cling to certain people.
The
chat. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is close.
Yeah.
Right. I haven't hung out with everybody on the team, but I know it's like probably 10 girls that...
Be like this when we all together.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, you got to have good energy to be, like, successful and do what y'all doing. Mm-hmm. So I'm like...
The first person that be having an attitude, they can't.
Right.
And then
we don't play that.
Just hang out at work. We go out like together to party and stuff, like clubs.
Mm-hmm.
We go to the spa together. They be doing all that stuff.
Going to
the spa. We
going to lakes and shit.
Right.
Like, we really be doing stuff outside.
To get close together and stuff like that.
I feel like that bonding just helps when you work together,
That's what we try to do as admins, for everybody to bond. Because we don't need nobody, we don't like her.
It's a little more than just the
It's
nightlife.
More than, yeah. It definitely is.
Definitely. Yeah.
I just want to know how y'all came up with the name. I think the name is so tough.
We didn't come up with it. Luca did.
It's a great name, though.
Didn't he have a previous team? It was called... I can do it before.
I know it was somebody before us.
Yeah, but from Luca, he had Eye Candy's group before, I believe. And then he redid it, I think. Because first we did it with...
Well, I love the rebrand.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, like, what made you be, like, a part of a group versus just singly just doing it on your own?
Was a part of another group.
Oh, we got another caller.
Ooh. Hello?
I can't hear you.
We can't hear you.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Hey, Eye Candy.
Hey.
Hey, Noah.
What?
Okay.
She just wanted to say
Eye Candy. Hey, y'all.
Hey.
That's tough.
Hey.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Oh,
I love the support.
Right.
Yeah,
I love
it.
Back in honest.
We get a lot of that when we go out. Even like by ourselves, like, oh, you eye candies?
Yeah. Like, I know you.
You don't know me, but
like, hey.
I'm like, you one of them eye candy girls.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. I get that everywhere I go. Everywhere I go. Like, right. I can't even eye candy, but...
Are you ready? You know, like, when you got, like, a main person or something like that, like, how do you keep them coming as a customer, like?
Sometimes we give out deals.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because that price is it's cheap, but it's not cheap.
It's right. Not crazy in this world.
It's not in this world. I feel like when we get bigger, it's definitely going up. But right now, it's reasonable, you know, because we really, really just got lit for real. Mm-hmm. Like, really good.
Okay. Hello?
Hello? Okay, period. We on here.
Hey.
Hey.
Shout out to Eye Candies. Are they fucking dumb? Shout out to my cousin.
Love you. Period. Hey.
You got a question for Eye Candy?
Yeah. Those my sisters and my cousin. And, you know, Luca, we go back like cornrows. Are they I just wanted to call on here, one, to congratulate everyone that's on the show.
Oh, thank you.
From the host to Eye Candy.
Thank you.
All bad bitches, perk.
Thank you.
But when you guys were going back to what you guys were speaking about with the bartenders and the strippers and everything, I actually talked to Iris, like, a lot about this. And now she's starting to bartend a lot more than just dance, which is amazing. But personally, like me, well, by the way, this is at The Real Queen Quinn. I know... Eye Candies know who it is, but
nice to meet you.
For me personally, like when I go to strip clubs or anything like that, I am noticing that I feel like the bartenders are one dressed exactly how the strippers are, but they have sneakers on, so it's like they're comfortable. Meanwhile, you got this dancer up here. But upside down, you know, blood rushing to her head, her eyes, sweat drops dripping down her eyelashes. And I personally just don't think it's fair that sometimes they will block the shine of the dancers. So it's just confusing on how the strippers who are working, not saying that bartenders don't work hard, because they do. And this isn't every club, like they were saying before. But why do strippers have to come there and tip in to work when the girls who are more comfortable are making as much or even more than what the dancers are? Like, what is y'all opinion on that? Because I really don't think that's fair. Like, girl, I got on 10-inch platforms and you got on some Nikes and you making more money and trying to swipe my money off the stage. Like, no. So
I don't think it's fair, but
I'm gonna get off the phone.
It's not fair,
and that's just I feel like that's just something.
If you were to like have a club or whatever, like how would you want it to be ran in a sense? Like
I feel like clubs should remodel. Don't have the bar and a strip and the stripper pole right behind the bar. How about that?
Right.
You just step
right.
You
get up, go to the bar, and then have like their own little stage
like section. Like everything nowadays, every bar, every club is. It's together and it's small. Like everything is together, so everybody money is everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if clubs have like separate spots for different things, I feel like it would be so much better.
Yeah, definitely.
I agree.
And maybe if they just you know work more together. But I'm off here.
Thank you
y'all.
For calling
Keep
in.
Yeah. Doing
Bye.
Y'all.
Bye.
And work together. Bye, babies.
That was a good question, though.
Mm-hmm. That really is, like, always, like, the thing between the bartenders and dancers. It's always, like, a... And some clubs like that. Like, Exit 11, they have some Fridays where it's specifically for bartenders. They get a stage set, all that.
A stage set, all that.
With the sneakers on?
With the sneakers on.
I've seen it. That's
like,
weird.
Why don't... That's weird. No.
Okay, so more like they're getting favored, because I'm thinking, if they're working hard, like, what's the issue?
The clubs just assume that they're the only people that bring people out.
Right.
They just assume, like... But I mean, like, I'm a pretty decent dancer. I know, like, I could bring people out
dancing.
I mean, I bring people out, you know, but it's like as a bartender, sometimes they don't come out because they want to see me dance.
Right.
Yeah, so it's like, definitely. I can't be in your face. I'm bartending.
Oh, another call.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Hello? Anonymous.
Oh, what's up in this girl's face?
How you been?
You know what I mean? I'm good, but my eye candy senses was tingling, and I just noticed you got some eye candies in there. Oh, my Lord.
this is anonymous. He calls every show, but we have no clue who he is.
No clue. Oh,
so what's the question today, anonymous?
Yeah. How you doing, cotton candy? No, I'm sorry. I just want to ask a question. You know, like, you know what I mean? Like, I know y'all probably do photo shoots and shit, like, but, like, you know, does that shit ever get creepy at times? Like, do you start wilding out? Like, you know, like, how do you defend yourself? Like, do you, like, tell people not to talk to that man again, which you should, because, you know, you saved a lot of lives. But it's like, you know, was it ever a point where you had to slap a photographer?
Yo, for real.
I had a couple of creepy photographers, like, touching you, like, especially if you were getting oiled down. It gets sometimes
you got the
very uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's
why I like to bring people every photo shoot.
Literally.
Video shoots, everything.
I bring my cameraman. Even if he's not even doing a photo shoot, I be like, yo, I got a photo shoot. Nate Tom, I be like, yo, sniper, like, I got it, like, you coming? Because, you know what I'm saying?
Sniper, the only one I could be by myself with him and take my
And be perfectly
sniper,
fun.
That's
I have, shout out to Sniper.
Shout out to Sniper Kid, Baby Bluebell.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Keep doing y'all thing, ladies. I love y'all. Y'all
thank you.
Appreciate you, Anonymous.
Of course. Ladies, have a nice night.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And good night.
But actually, that was a really good topic and everything, you know, being like y'all dancers and stuff like that. Like, how do y'all basically... Because, you know... Being that y'all dancing and stuff like that, people feel like they can't respect you or whatever the case may be. So, like, how do y'all even, like, handle situations like that? Like,
even bartending and bottle servers, they can't respect because they feel like you out every night, you probably entertain a lot of niggas.
We got another call.
Up like that, it's another call.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
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 Yes.
Yeah. I don't like tipping the bottle girls either, you know what I mean? But I do it.
Wait, what? But
I do it.
Wait, what
you mean? You don't
like
tipping
bottle girls.
So,
but I do it.
But what's the problem though?
How are they
supposed to get paid?
I don't like doing it, but I do it.
But the question is, why you don't like doing it?
Yeah.
Because why should I have to pay you extra when I'm already getting
paid? We're not saying you got to give us $50, $100,000.
You can't say
you're not paying us. You're paying the club.
Right.
Right, we not getting
we don't get money off them bottles.
Right.
But we still bringing it out to your ass.
Right. The heavy ass bottles, we be risking our life with them. Like, $50
outfits. Okay.
Yes, $50 outfits. Like,
y'all want us in shorts and t-shirts?
Sweatpants?
Not the sparklers, yo.
No, the sparklers.
I'm saying
that.
Ready to take somebody
cool
here.
Cool and all.
Like, I respect it. I respect it, but at the same time, it's like, man. A bottle, I'm paying $350 for a bottle that costs $75 in a school cup.
Then don't go to the club. Stay home.
Go to the
club.
They
got
to tip.
They
just tip y'all. Like, fuck that.
Tip y'all bottle girls. Tip y'all bartenders.
You can't throw in a little
tip. Tip
y'all
bottle
girls. You can't pay extra $10?
What's $355, you know?
No, that's what I'm saying. I can pay an extra $10. I can pay an extra $10.
Y'all be ready. It ain't got to be $100 tip.
$100 tip.
Y'all bring in juice, ice. Napkins,
right.
Straws, damn, like
twisting your ankle, like you gotta push people out the way, like move,
like move. Sparklers, you gotta risk up people's lives. I burnt a couple people with the sparklers.
Wait,
my titties came out one time. I had to tell a nigga like yo,
like yo.
Whole boobies, that's a free show right there.
A free show, and then you make with no tip.
That's just me. Like, I talk to the homies about it too. This ain't my first time on this topic. That's why, like, for me, I called.
Okay.
I don't know.
Tip. Tell you and your homies.
With it. It ain't like I'm some
they
broke
might flirt with you, you know, if you tip.
Right.
Maybe
like,
some bad bitches bringing out the bottle. You could give them $1 to.
Why complain?
Right.
You feel me?
But who want to tip y'all $10?
You want to tip? We didn't say $10.
Y'all can get tipped 50 and 100 and shit like that. Like,
okay. So do it.
Right.
I'm
set the tone for people.
Right,
like
set the tone.
Like, I'm just saying what I don't like. I'm just saying what I don't like.
So why do you feel about tipping bartenders?
We just don't
like
doing
thing.
It. I'm speaking for the guys, the real guys, the guys that got money yet, but stingy with the shit.
That nigga scammers. Nigga that got money, though. No, yo, when I say scammers, stingy, like, nigga, they give me your money.
Right, you saw that.
Because
I'm not
a scammer. You know, a minute to get that shit, they like, I ain't going to jail for $10.
Right.
Well, thanks for calling in. I appreciate your opinion.
All right.
But yeah, like, it's like, Mr. Scammer, like, excuse me, sir, like, how are you stingy? How are you being stingy?
You got Jorge money, like, the fuck? You got Jorge and Julio's money.
You probably done stole Mary money and shit like that.
It ever been somebody in a club that, like, is known, they got money and everything, and they mad cheat.
And the one
Has it ever been a situation like that where it changed your mind?
All the time.
See, I feel like
I was working at this club called B2 Lounge. I do not work anymore. But it's a bunch of scammers in here. So you go to Ace of Spades, that shit usually go for like $800 to $1,000.
That shit is expensive.
It's very expensive. So somebody tried to buy it, that shit declined.
Ooh.
It was like $1,000, I think, up there. I think he bought like two of them. Decline.
Ooh.
It'd be a lot of
my
fake
thing
purpose.
Don't go outside trying to buy two bottles of
that
shit decline.
And you everybody who saw that shit, I'm like, ooh.
Oh.
And I don't be laughing because you can't hear me. So I'm like, decline.
I be whispering my
bad. But sometimes if it's small, I'm like, I'm sorry, it's not good. But if it's like, it's a big, I'm like, it's a decline. And now a man's gonna come and do stuff off. And it's just a lot.
Take it off.
Hello?
Hi. So I have a question. How do you guys feel about your CEO?
Luca.
Luca. That's.
We fucks with him.
Yeah.
Love Luca.
Love Luca.
He about his business.
About his business. He made me a lot of money. He made everybody a lot of money.
He's professional.
He's professional. I've never felt uncomfortable around him at all.
Always have fun.
He makes sure we good too. Like
we treat us like celebrities. Honestly, he treat us like celebrities.
For real. Celebrities and family at the same time.
Yeah.
Too,
family. Yeah. We could call Luca, talk about personal stuff.
Yeah.
And he and everything. That's honestly, lit. That's our boy.
That's what's up.
That's lit.
That's it. Okay.
Oh, dang, that's all she wanted to know.
It came out kind of hard. This is how you feel about your CEO.
If it's titty be told, you could call back and spill all the tea. Right. Your call is anonymous.
So, in the nightlife, right? With dating. I know, I was going to go there.
So
I know I was going to go there.
Stories with age, maybe.
I'm just saying, like, okay. Have you ever dated somebody who didn't understand
the lifestyle?
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. So, that shit was hard.
Okay.
Like, yeah. And he met me dancing.
Yo,
so, that's not in this world. You met me in this world. Why are you mad now?
Yo, I that's the question. Like, hate that. Like, you, lame. I've been living this life.
Yeah, like, so you know what it was when you came.
Right.
And I didn't like,
think about
that.
Now you think about
change,
the change shit.
Right.
Like,
I did, and I was miserable and broke. Okay? Miserable and motherfucking broke. And damn. That shit really, like, fucks with you. If you really love that nigga, you know, you're
right,
gonna really try to make it work. Until.
But
is
at the
like,
same time, though, if you love me?
Yeah.
It's
saying,
if
like,
you ain't, and especially if you ain't put me in a better position not to dance.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? What you,
my thing like, is, it'd be the same, like, men that be, like, attracted to females that do what you do. So it's like,
I just think
how am I
different? It's insecurities. You think I'm in the club sucking dick, apparently, because that's what, you know.
Fingered and shit.
Yeah,
like,
that's
I'm
what they,
like,
some girls give them that opportunity to just think everybody's like that.
Right.
But that's not the case.
I feel like you shouldn't really worry about if I'm shaking ass or not, because I'm coming home to you.
Right.
I'm not fucking nobody.
Nobody's touching me inappropriately.
Mm-hmm.
Smacking a little ass. Okay, I'm making my money. You, like we said, you met me in this world. So why is you so confused?
Right.
What you think? Like, why is
we
so mad?
Be like, oh, you're my boyfriend. Sorry, guys, I quit.
No. Even like bartending and bottle service and stuff like that.
They don't like that either. They don't like it either. Like, come on, it's bartending. Cause my ass is out.
Right.
You gonna be mad if I go to the beach?
Bartenders really don't gotta shake their ass.
If I go to the beach, you gonna have a problem if I'm wearing a thong? Like, it's the same shit. I'm just getting paid to look, you know, like
to look good.
I hate how people try to put a negative twist on it, too. Like,
people
paying their bills.
Hey, I have a question for the eye candy.
Okay.
Whatever happened to Guapo the Greatest?
Y'all want the tea for real.
That's still the tea. That's still the homie.
That's still the homie.
He just don't.
Don't work for us no more.
Yeah.
Don't work with him.
That's
anymore.
It?
You don't work with him. He wasn't putting as much money. He wasn't putting money in our pockets. That's what it was.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's so still our boy, though.
Right.
I still get paid for my Atlanta trip.
If you come out to the eye candy events, he'd be there supporting.
My Atlanta trip. What's up?
Oh. Wait, what happened? What happened?
Yeah. Yeah.
Was the first time you went to Atlanta?
The second time.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, I did go a second time.
I didn't go.
I went.
I know. My cousin went. She danced. She got money.
Who?
Kayla.
Oh, she hung out.
I didn't dance.
You talking about when Swigs and them went?
I did not go with Swigs.
Oh, then you talking about the first time.
No, the second time.
It don't sound like that Elijah Jr.
was
like
the second time wasn't because it was like I went there for a reason,
right?
And I ended up buying bottles. Like,
oh yeah, I didn't make no money
because
that
it was
time.
Taking too long. I needed to drink. The fuck? I'm about to wait for y'all to buy two bottles. Like I buy my own.
Yeah, that trip I didn't make no money.
No, I spent money.
And I know. And that was the Stripper Bowl weekend.
My face, my face is swollen right now. If y'all see it, it's swollen.
You can't even notice it.
All right, so y'all heard about the Usher books, right?
Oh, like, my God.
The what?
Usher books.
Like, Usher was like, get his face on money.
It was fake money.
Yeah. If you was in that situation, what would you have done?
I
would have been...
Because
apparently he was promoting another club or something. That's
how?
Why he was doing it. I don't know.
I feel like
but if
mad
somebody in the club and they throwing mad
and
money
I'm
with their face on it.
And you look down on the floor like, this ain't no fucking U.S. dollar. I'm going to the DJ and be like, please shut this off.
No. I'm like, baby, like this announcement.
Don't fuck around.
Right. That ever happened to y'all before, like fake money?
No, not dancing, but with like bottle service, and they're gonna hand me fake $100 bill, and I'll give it to the manager or whatever. They'd be like,
fake bill.
I was at Escapes, that happened, and he was like, no good, no. I was like, he tried to really get that off. I had no back to him, like, you know better.
I did that one time.
Did he get real money after that, though?
No, he knew he didn't have no money. That motherfucker kept that shit. I was like,
they do try that shit with the fake money.
And it was Luca's friend. I'm like, oh, get your boy.
Luca, get your boy.
Right. I was like, he's here to support you with fake money.
I mean, at least he tried. Like, I'm outside for you, my boy. Like, I ain't got it, but like, I'm going to see if I can get something off.
He could have got a shot. You
for
don't
real?
Need to damn any bottles.
Like,
hey, yo. I don't think they make counterfeits how they used to make counterfeits anymore. I haven't seen a counterfeit.
I
have
many. Old ones. Every time I see an old $100, I'll be like, is this real? Because, them shit's
nah, when they be putting it up to the light, what the fuck you looking for?
Right.
The
see-through is. Okay. But you can feel it. If it's fake, you can feel it.
The new ones,
yeah. Definitely. Because when I felt that shit, I was like, hold up.
Rusty, I don't know what it is. It's a different feeling.
I think you was there that night we was at Escape, and I told you, like, this motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, we was working.
That's funny.
This motherfucker really tried it.
Oh, another call.
Hello?
Hello? I have a question for the eye candy.
All right, let's... What's the question?
So my statement is, that person that gave Essie a counterfeit is not my friend.
Hey, Luca!
Okay? That was not my friend.
Oh, that's Swig's friend.
Yeah, exactly.
Look at that again.
That's
a third.
So
Swig's,
he's
to the stand.
He's
got to come to the stand.
Luca just came up here to prove his point. I'm out.
That was Luke's rant.
That's funny as hell.
That ass. He said, nah, I'm clearing the air.
But he still showed up with him, so don't try to not claim him now.
I probably won't claim that person either. I don't know them. You wasn't with me.
No, his number saved in his phone.
Right.
That's your friend.
So what do you think is the best club to dance at? Or, like, even just, like, to go to, like, have fun or just see the females. Like, all right, if you're not dancing, you going to the club because you just want to see the females. What club you going to? In Jersey.
I haven't. I'm in Jersey. Say, I don't like
I think
no
I would
Jersey
go to
clubs.
New York.
Yeah.
No. Starless, for sure.
I would go to Starless or Show Palace. I like Show Palace because them bitches are fully one? Nude.
It's up north somewhere.
Yeah. Fully nude.
They be showing the kitty.
What's that one? It's one that's by, what the fuck, damn. It's up north somewhere. They show titties, pussy, all it.
Where?
In Jersey. It's close to Patterson.
Is Delilah's?
Is it Flamingo's?
I think so.
Delilah's done? I know Delilah's. They've been showing.
Delilah's? I used
it's
to work
real
there.
Big.
It's another big. Delilah's that is oh, it's vagina. New. It's new.
Is it Flamingo's?
No, I forgot the fucking
But they don't be, they you can't sell alcohol. So that should be
wild. You can't sell. Oh, yeah. Show so Palace, you don't sell alcohol.
So if the females
like
are fully naked.
Spot,
yeah, if the females so are fully naked, they don't sell alcohol.
Yeah, but they be coming fucked up because of that reason.
Well,
so why? It doesn't. Because I think because
touch.
Of that.
Yeah.
But it still ends up happening because they're after hours spot. Like, Show Palace ends at 8 o'clock in the morning. So
damn.
The niggas be coming after the club. They be there fucked up. And there's a bar right next door.
Now, when I was in Miami at Booby Trap, that shit was 24. 20. Who want to be at the strip club at 5 o'clock in the morning?
You'd be
so fucking money and shit. Like,
some nigga that's horny.
I would say, I'll be honest, the most I would throw at strippers. It's about $200.
I mean, I just went to the
probably $100.
But which one you going 300. To though? Like, which one you really like?
I couldn't get the name out.
Oh.
Honestly, I like, I like none of the bitches out here. Like, I dance with half of them, so it's like.
Like,
right. I wouldn't go to the club and be like
and watch them.
Right.
Like, no.
And be busted the old heads.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
And I'm not a
botch
body type
annoying.
Person. So if your body look a mess,
they
I'm not gonna give you my shit.
Like, old head niggas be all in here, drunk as hell and
drunk,
shit. Like, you look good. You look good.
I be like what
yeah.
you doing?
I hate the ones that
yeah, what you doing? I'm just like, not
I'm
gonna
going
be with
home.
You.
Like,
right.
Hey, let me get your number. Fill up your pussy and shit like that. Don't go.
If they put that dollar, they be having
don't
that one
that.
Leg.
Yeah.
They be like, what is you doing?
Yeah.
You trying to put that
finger
one dollar.
Little
yeah.
slow
and your left pussy cheek. Let me try to put it all the way up there. Like, what is you doing?
Wow.
I think this number just calls.
Hello?
Hello?
What's up?
I need to clear my name.
Okay.
Hey, Sway.
You had counterfeits? What's the question?
I got to clear my name, yo.
That was Swig's friend, so he cleared his name.
Swig, that was your friend?
That's the homie.
Huh?
You had the counterfeit.
Oh, wow. Y'all fake.
Look. Let's keep it real. Right? When this happened, where was I at?
You was right there.
Literally.
No, you was DJing, and Luca was at the DJ booth with you, and I came behind the little
they
DJ booth thing. I was
like,
yo,
try it.
No, he was on the little spin table.
Yeah.
I'm clearing me and my man Luca name. We don't know what y'all got going on up there.
We not saying y'all was one of y'all friends, probably.
Yeah.
Oh.
Y'all be around bro.
No,
so
this was your man's. You put him out of another party before, too.
I only got three friends.
I got
the rest is associates, okay?
Okay. Well, your associate.
Just keeping it real. I can't be, don't be putting dirt on me, Luke.
You got to say your thing before you get off.
Huh?
Say your little thing that you be saying before you get off.
What would I be saying?
He's like, whoa.
He's like, whoa, or like, I'm back.
Oh, that's not what it is. I got this new eye candy drop for y'all, two ladies. Whoa.
Whoa.
That was cute.
Yo, all I wanted to do was clear my name. I'm proud of y'all. Y'all keep doing y'all damn thing. I'm going to go back and tune in. Stop putting dirt on my name.
Hello.
That was cute.
No, I think this is. That's the first time I spilled a cup on air.
But I saw this. We didn't get a cup, no liquor. We didn't get a
cup. Oh, my bad.
Can we get a cup?
I don't got no cups.
I will say this is probably the most calls we've had.
Ooh.
Oh, right.
They showing out as they should.
But yeah, most calls. Dang, y'all really dry.
I was going to drink it.
I really was. That was going to be my last.
My last
like the tip. Right. Like the icing on the cake. Like, I feel nice.
Oh, okay, so I ain't going to throw no names out, but I was at one of your parties, Essie, and one of the dancers was drunk as hell. I'm talking drunk as hell.
Wait, the one that was working the door? Was I there? Or was I on vacation?
He was on vacation.
Oh, okay.
Wait, no. Yeah, he was on, I think
was that her locked door?
It was one of your locked doors.
Yeah, he was working the door, right?
Yeah, I was working the door. But it was one of them, once again, no names, that was drunk as hell. And I'm just like, I don't think you need to
I
be
think
here.
I already know.
I think we all already know.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure y'all know, especially because she was there too. So. Yeah. But I'm like,
it's the main one who be just drunk.
Always.
Like, oh you God. She dancing and everything like that. I'm over here holding a chair. Bad. You got a wheel. She done tripped. And mind you, let me say something. I barely know the girl like that. If I wasn't holding that chair, her face in that floor would have made fucking love. Because I'm like, you was doing the most. And I'm just like, oh, my God.
If we talk about the same person, that's what? How she always is.
She's oh, we got a call, man. Hello?
Hey, yo.
Hey, yo.
Yo,
what's up?
Yo, what's good? Hey, y'all, listen, my man told me to call in and shit, you feel me?
Okay. You got a question or something?
Oh, yeah. I got a little question.
You from New York? What's going on?
What's your name?
Hey, yo, chill. My name Capo. You know what I'm saying?
All right, Capo.
Guapo!
Is that Guapo?
I don't think so.
He said Capo.
Nah.
That's not
Guapo.
Chill. Wait.
Hey, yo. I got a question. Let me ask my question, yo. What's
I feel like he's trying to change his voice.
What's the question?
All right, listen, right? Who got the best pussy in eye candy?
Mama.
Hang up.
Your
why?
Mother.
Not too fucking much, okay?
Capo, wow. You fucking.
Wow. Cabo. You a cop.
You and your
he
bullshit.
He probably one of the thirsty niggas somewhere.
Cabo said, I'm here. I ain't calling, I'm right here.
Hey, yo,
wow.
That's a good turn.
Right. You just flipped the whole script.
But if you know, I'm joking.
I'm a few asking.
Wait, back to that drunk girl, right?
Like, oh, yeah, I don't really. I ain't gonna lie. I'm like, none of her friends gonna tell her she needs
but
to.
But we don't tolerate that shit. That's one thing we do not tolerate. We do not tolerate drunk.
Like, don't get me wrong. Like, if you wanna
I was
be,
just about to ask.
But, like, it was, like, belligerent. Like,
okay.
And I was just like, yo. Wow. And mind you, she got the big heels and shit. Like, I done seen a trip, like, twice.
Because I'm thinking, could you actually get, like...
I don't think I was there, because I would have escorted her ass the fuck out.
No, you probably was doing something else then.
I was in Cancun.
Living your best life. And, yeah. I heard about that law. Somebody called me. I said... Oh.
Yo, we was bugging on live.
I didn't even see the live.
I missed it. I think I followed him right after that. I was like, damn it.
I just keep seeing the post. I'm like, damn, I didn't even see the shit.
All right, before we close up, we got a special segment on Illest Girls Next Door, and it's called Dirty Laundry. Ooh. And Dirty Laundry is basically when you share a little secret with us that most people, a lot of people don't know about you. It could be a situation about you, something that you've seen, something that you've been in, but we don't do indictments. So no names or whatever, but like with something that you probably like witnessed or something that you've been through or something that a lot of people don't know.
I know y'all got stories.
Make it juicy.
I air out my shit on Instagram on the regular, so that's just
that's a good story.
I don't know if I've been.
People got dirty laundry. It could be something that like you even seen a witness.
Yeah, something you witnessed.
Okay, when I was dancing, this white guy, I'm dancing on him, right? He was like, "Can you get up real quick? Why the fuck he nutted in his fucking pants?" I'm like, ew. Bitch, I think I went home after that. He nutted in his pants.
Some be nutting in their hand though.
They pull their dicks out and probably jerking off sometimes. It's a lot with dancing.
I ain't see that.
My friend had got cummed on her leg. She went to go fuck that nigga up. He was smart. He was out the exit.
He had a suit on and everything. He was a white guy. He probably had a corporate job.
Oh my God.
On a break. Mm-hmm. Nutted in his pants, went to the bathroom and left.
Went back to work.
He gave me all his money and left.
Wow. Okay.
He knew. That's what he came for. Let me just give her this.
But that was the most just like, oh my God.
That's funny as hell.
It was disgusting.
What's your dirty laundry, Patty?
I got a story like that though. So I was doing, it was like when I first started dancing, like 19 maybe 20. Ooh. Yo, I did a lap dance with this Indian. Like,
did he sneak?
Musty.
Yes, but oh when, she said when musty. We were done, like, we're walking out, right? And I see something on his leg. I'm like, what is that? His whole underwear was around his ankle. Like, he was just out with walking to the bathroom, just dragging that shit. Like, I'm like, what just happened? Mind you, 19 years old. I was disgusted. I was like, security. I don't know if something happened, but take him out.
Yo, Memo always be like weird as hell.
It's prostitutes outside. Go do that.
Right. Yeah. Somebody throwing it at you. Like,
it's entertainment. You're not coming here to fuck nobody. It's a tea or jerk off. Like,
take this tea and go
give me a couple dollars. Hold you.
It's this one club in Irvington. I worked one day and I have never been since. I would have probably made bank if I was fucking every nigga that came up. VIP. They have a vending machine with condoms. I'm never coming back here. I can't even promote that I'm working here because y'all just gonna assume
that I'm in here fucking.
Like,
wow.
Yeah, if it's a little ass cabinets.
Y'all like just going in. Three of them, and then right in front. Chips.
And condoms.
Yo.
Wow.
You get three of them things. Like, what? That shit's a movie.
I'm trying to get some type of tea.
Is it easy for people to make assumptions, like, about you? Just based off of...
Hell yes.
Like,
when they assume that you dance, they automatically assume you fucking.
You fuck about five niggas that night. How do y'all deal with that, like, mentally, like, real question?
Like, how do y'all, like, maneuver and say, like, I'm still that bitch, like, I don't care about, I'm blocking all that shit
I
out.
I had to grow into that, because when I first started, I really just was like, damn, like, I'm not doing anything. Yeah, it's like, I'm not doing anything. I'm literally just working. But now I'm just like, think what you want. My bills are paid. You're not paying them, so who cares?
Stop worrying about my pockets. That's when you stop worrying about other people's pockets. Mind your business. If you're not coming to support, mind your business. Thank you.
Okay.
Complain. If my mama's okay with it, I don't give a fuck what nobody say about me.
That's a fact.
At all.
So, like, when you, like, first started dancing, did you already have that confidence, or did you have to grow into it as the time?
No.
I definitely had to grow into it. I think I got my confidence dancing last year, literally just last year.
I definitely got my confidence because that's when it came out. Yeah.
I've been dancing for a mad long, but my baby father's parents told my parents, so it came out because after I've left him, they were trying to like be grimy. But messy. Yeah, it came out last year, and that's when I started just running up the bag like, fuck it, I'm gonna use my social media.
I think that's mad low for people
like who dance and like their family don't know to be like. put out like that. That's messed up.
When it happened, I was just like, I just accepted. Like, fuck it. Y'all don't take care of my kids. Y'all don't pay my bills. So this is what I'm going to do to pay my bills. Mm-hmm. So it's either you're going to accept it or you're not. I'm still going to do it regardless.
Right. Or give me some money.
They wasn't doing that. Right. After they found out this, they come and asking me for money now. So right. It's like,
because they see that bag. So right. Like, I was just complaining. Right.
Just complaining. I was just
complaining. That's the wine. Dirty laundry, I see. I'm right.
Ooh. Right.
She thought they forgot.
I think she knows about this, but I was working at this club and I had met this white guy. I think he white or Spanish. But I had
white ones be crazy.
I did this like lap dance with him. We was both fucked up and I did a lap dance with him, and then after I went in the car we talked for mad long, whatever. I didn't fuck him, didn't suck no dick, no nothing. Fast forward 3 months, I'm looking out my window like, this car's been like, what the fuck? Like, I'm peeping, I start feeling like I'm being watched. Right. So at the time, I was with my baby father, so I'm telling my baby father, like, you peep that car outside? Like, it's just a pickup truck with headlights on, and we live in a complex.
It be the pickup truck.
Like a parking lot in the back. So I'm like, what the fuck? That's so weird. So days I would go get ready for work, I'll go outside, get in the car, the headlight's still on, so I can't see who it mm-hmm. is. So I'm looking like, one day I did real slow, I'm trying to get a glimpse. I see a little glance, I go to the club later on, and I'm telling my friend like, yo, I feel like this nigga, somebody been watching
stalking
me or whatever.
Like,
right, so scary. I'm like, so I look around, and I'm looking, the motherfucker from that night, he got a hat on, some glasses and shit, like trying to disguise himself. As soon as I see him, it clicked like, that's the nigga who's been outside my house.
Wow.
So when I finally like realized it, the car stopped being there for like, I guess 2 weeks. And I had told my friend that like 2 weeks before, and I'm like, I'm kind of scared. Like, what the fuck? I stopped working at that club and everything. And then that same night when I told my friend, she's like, girl, they found out that man had a heart attack. Like, he died.
Oh.
And remember I told you, it's Joe.
Really? Why was he? Bitch, what?
Wow. He was outside my house all the time for Joe. 3 months.
3 months.
That's mad. Mm-hmm.
Whoa. That's another thing.
I met him in August, and that happened in October. Like, and it's crazy because my house from the club is like backway streets, like completely pitch black dark. So at night, I'm like, how would I have seen somebody follow me? Like, maybe put a tracker on my car or something. But yeah, that shit was crazy. I was like, like, that was God, because that man probably was plotting on me that he died.
That's what I'm saying.
Like,
that's crazy. Yeah. Joe was my nigga too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That nigga was crazy.
He was really nice.
Weird.
He was really nice though.
Yeah, you was
saying. I swear to God, I cut that nigga off. I come home and all right, so I was talking to this nigga, whatever, and I come home and he called me. He like, where you at? And at first I was about to lie. I was about to be like, cause I didn't want to like talk to him or like whatever. Like, he was already about to get off. So at first I was about to lie, but I'm like, ah, fuck that. I'm home. I'm like, and mind you, I'm looking down the block, and I'm like, because it looked like it's kind of like, where you at? Dumbass, I'm by Dunkin' Donuts. Why you by Dunkin' Donuts? It's late as hell. Dunkin' Donuts is closed. You right? That nigga was dead right for us. Blocked the leap. Never spoke to him again. Why the fuck you outside my house?
That's weird.
Why the fuck is? And I swear to God, I was about to lie to the nigga. Like, I was about to lie. Like, I ain't even here. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, men are just weird in general.
I say you gotta go.
Pervert. Those stories really scary. Like, it you is. Was about to get into. I wanted to hear what you had to say. Like
I had some stalkers, like, follow me sometimes.
That's crazy.
People hit me up on Instagram, keep calling me on fucking Instagram. Like, I'm an answer.
Yeah,
like,
don't call me.
I hate when people call me on Instagram.
Texting, shit. Like, if I show you my request sign.
Y'all got y'all little mace and y'all little shinks and stuff, and y'all protect the
table. But let me tell you something. What I don't like
my bag. What I don't like is...
I'm trying to register for a strap. Fuck all
that. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't like when you go to these clubs and you can't bring, like, and I be forgetting, because me, I be going outside a lot by myself. Like, I'll go to the club or whatever, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, my friends don't want to go, I still pull up. But the problem is, though.
You can't bring anything.
You can't bring anything.
I can't bring, like, don't give me wrong. Rat-tail Coleman.
I understand.
I went to one club, they took my lip gloss.
What?
That's
mad.
They take
my
lip gloss.
I'm
going to
spray
this nigga eyes. Now, I have a Excel took my perfume. I said, damn.
Yeah,
Excel like,
be taking lip gloss,
can
too.
I get
like,
my,
I think I
can
be there.
Lip gloss, if it's big enough for you to put something in there, they be taking that shit.
Mm. But It's like, I understand because I don't want no incidents happening mm-hmm. in like the prayer, like the club and everything like that. But what y'all gotta understand is when I'm walking to my motherfucking car.
You ain't walking me out.
When I'm walking to my car, you feel me? That's around the corner or whatever. The case. I don't got shit because right, I wouldn't let me in with it. Shit. Right. Like,
yeah, throw my motherfucking shit in the garbage.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Somebody might get wet with these keys. Yeah,
right. Like, right. Now I always make sure I have a heavy bag or something.
Oh, yeah. Now these keys, you going to. Your face will be fucked up.
No, seriously.
This literally the fourth mace that I bought because every time I bring it to the club, I forget it's in my bag, and they take my shit. And I forget too drunk leaving the shit, and then forget to get it. So
I be keeping my shit in the car, but it's just like
a taser.
That's ooh. Lit.
I want to get a comb like it's a knife.
I definitely want one of those.
I
want
to get that. They fucking want to try to open it. Like, don't open it, sir. Don't open it.
Damn. If they open it, we're like.
Yeah, because you can poke somebody. Like, I'll poke somebody up with this shit.
Threaten my life.
I'd be scared to get
I'll
into that.
I'll fuck you up.
I
mace
people
I feel like you don't. Like, I feel like it's just a, like a switch, like it's survival mode. Like, you yeah. don't, it's no, mm-hmm. think about, I'm about to kiss. No, bitch. You going. Before I go. Fuck that.
You going damn.
I'm macing. Right. Okay, I'm clearing everything the fuck out.
That's
you
know
what? You gonna get screamed.
No, I was at a party. This was years ago. It was a party in Elizabeth, some spot. These two girls was fighting or whatever. I'm talking the whole fucking hallway was coughing because like she it's like she emptied the motherfucking bottle in that motherfucker's pocket.
She did
like,
not let up.
Like she show. Did not. Like I'm talking
she
like
should.
You
don't
get that with. You gotta shit. Run after you make some
yeah. Like, you gotta run. You're gonna get fucked up. That shit.
You gotta like, go.
You gotta fight to breathe. Like
no gap. But I just want to say I appreciate y'all for coming on the show. This is a really great yes. show and everything. Definitely want to have y'all back and everything. To the people that's been watching and tuning in, we appreciate y'all for y'all support and everything like that. And yeah,
keep doing what y'all doing. We'll see y'all here again.
So like those girls are still get a free bottle on the walk-in.
y'all got it.
But once again, this is a beautiful show, beautiful ladies. This is Little Girls Next Door, and I'll see y'all next Sunday.
Bye.